You're listening to Life Strategies with Monique. Get ready to be empowered and inspired.
Well, hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to another episode of Life Strategies with Monique. I have a new guest today, and her name is Jasmine Thornton. You are going to be so amazed with her story today. Jasmine is a content creator on YouTube, and she has her own show called Godly Wisdom. She believes in advancing the kingdom of God and is a teacher of the gospel. And not only that, she is on a mission. Her mission is to allow her life to be a testimony for Christ. Jasmine, welcome to the show. I'm so delighted that you have decided to be on the show with us today. Hey, Jasmine.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here, Monique. Hey, everybody.
So life has really, really been treating you well because you are doing some amazing things in the kingdom, and you definitely have this new book about things we learn. So I am so excited to hear your story and how you ended up getting to that place. So let's just go ahead and get started, and you go ahead and share a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you ended up on this fast track of a journey.
Oh, most definitely. So thank you for even having me on the show. I'm super excited to be here. Oh, my goodness. it's crazy because I was born and raised in the church. So that's my background. I mean, I know of God. I've been raised and reared in, like, you know, Christianity and just a love for God. But I think one of the biggest things that I've learned, even, you know, through this life and learning about loving God and serving people and having a heart, you know, about God's assignment, God's will, is that sometimes what we think is true is not as always true. Like, what we think that we know or perceive understanding or perceive knowledge about God and our own purpose is kind of somewhat distorted. And so one thing about life teaches us where we go. And as we learn God and as we, you know, have an ear to hear God, he'll lead and guide us where he wants us to go ultimately. And sometimes that's totally different than the way that we thought we were going to go. What the scripture says, it says, a man's heart divides his way, but the Lord directs his steps. And I think that's what God is doing even in my life. And I'm pretty sure he's probably doing it in the lives of so many other people, so many other individuals all over this world. And so I went to school to be a nurse, graduated in 2012. And I remember being there and being in the break room and thinking to myself, looking out the window, is this it? I mean, I was there. I was making good money, but I knew I was not supposed to be there. And it was in 2012 that literally, like, my world kind of got a little rocky. I was diagnosed with inverse psoriasis in 2012, and it was just a traumatic year for me. I mean, I went through a lot of health issues, and it just kind of continued on for years. I mean, I was suffering with this particular ailment for years. And through the years, I could almost hear like a yearning of God, like, you know, that there's something more that I have for you. And even though difficulties come, just because life gets hard and situations seem bad, that God is still good. And mm-hmm. I think that's what I'm learning each and every day, that God does not stop being good, mm-hmm. and that he will literally turn the worst situations of your life and he will make it bring him glory, bring him honor, that there's nothing pointless, there's nothing purposeless, and there is nothing that happens in your life that's without merit and without reason, and that God will use those things to bring him glory and honor, and that will mature you past your understanding. So, and even in those particular season, I was like wondering, God, like, what about me? Like, I'm single, I'm waiting on you.
Yeah.
And I started writing, and it was crazy because I'm not a writer, you know what I'm saying? I didn't go to school for that. And so I just started writing.
Wow.
Every season of my life.
So talk about that journey just a little bit, because I mean, you said you had this sickness all of a sudden and, you know, life starts to change for you. So talk a little bit about that journey and how that truly impacted your life for change.
Well, I think when you have a distorted view of yourself, you have to find your identity in something. And I couldn't find my identity in look anymore. Because honestly, when I looked in the mirror, it wasn't what I would consider appealing or, you know, pleasing. And so I had to find my identity in God's word. I had to find that I was genuinely, fearfully, and wonderfully made, and that God's word and his declaration had declared already in my life that healing is the children's bread. And even though I didn't see it, and even though the doctors were telling me like there is no cure, that God's word was constant. It was true. And that, you know, God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son that he should repent. If he says something, he's going to make that good. And so I was either going to have to believe the facts of man or the truth of God. And I just chose to believe God's truth. And every year I could see God moving, and it may not have been how I thought he was going to move, but he was moving. He was shifting my perception, my understanding, and he was growing my faith. And like I said, I mean, I think it causes so many different, I guess you could say it changes you. And I think personally, it changed me for the better, because it gave me something to cling on to that was more than this world. It gave me a hope that I think most people in the world who don't have God don't have. They don't have the hope that even though things are hard right now, they won't stay this way, and that God's word will prevail, and he will show himself to be true. And so I remember dealing with hair loss and just an overproduction of skin cells. I mean, like, it was really bad. And so, and I even documented some of that on my YouTube channel, Godly Wisdom. And so you'll see a little bit on that if you go check that out. But it was like a very hard season for me. But one thing that I know, one thing that I've understood, that God, he still makes provisions. That there were times where I would go through and then I would have remission, and I would look as if nothing was wrong with me. And I knew that was just God allowing me not to get so overwhelmed, so overburdensome, that he was just showing that he's good even when life gets hard. And so,
wow, yeah. Definitely. And I heard you say people who do not have God, they do not have hope. And that is so true. That is such a powerful statement, because I don't even think some people understand the magnitude of how when you lose hope, you pretty much have lost life. And if you don't have God, that is the one thing that, you know, all my listeners out there, I do hope that you're listening to what she's saying about her identity and how she found her identity, because I think that's a powerful statement, because so many of our young girls out there don't know who they are. They've lost their identity. They're seeking. You know, they have this distorted view about themselves. They have this distorted view about their perceptions on how things should be. And you yourself had to go through your own journey of having your own distorted view of yourself, but then finally understanding and realizing how you had to identify with God and identify with the word and find your identity in him. And that's when things really, really began to start to change for you. So as a result of that, you say you began to start writing. And this is where God began to speak to you. Is this what led to your book?
I think so. I really do. I think so. I think every season of my life, I would go through different things, and I felt a need to write it down. It took me about 7 years to finish this book, which is kind of crazy, but no, right? I mean, yeah. Like every season, I would write a little, and then I'll kind of forget about it, and I'd be like, oh, okay. You know, I felt like that was me. I better write that down. Mm-hmm. And then another year would go by and something else would happen, or somebody would deposit into me some very life-changing information, their own personal experience. And I'm like, that's good. I better write that down. Mm-hmm. Or I would go through something else in a different season. I'm like, wow, this is what God is trying to show me in this season. Let me write this down. I was not trying to write a book. I was just trying to write the things down that I thought that I needed for later on, or that I needed for maybe for somebody else that I could forget, because sometimes I don't have a bitch memory. So I'm like, let me write this down. Oh, and yeah. Then later on, I saw like all this information. And I'm like, you know what? This has helped me. This has geared my life based upon biblical principles, based upon personal experience from other people, based upon, you know, knowledge from man and wisdom from God. And I'm like, I want to share this. This is something that has literally matured me past my understanding. And I'm like, I want to share this with the world. What it's like to wait on God. What it's like to understand that God does not play favorites with his children. He loves us all equally, but he gives us things according to what we can handle at a level of maturity in which we can pretty much handle those things. He gave one individual one talent. He's not expecting them to do five things with what he gave somebody else with five talents. He's expecting you to use what you have. And I think that's what I'm learning. I can't be someone else. I can only be Jasmine, and I can only use what talent he's given me, that I can use that to the best of my ability to bring him honor, to bring him glory, and just to be obedient and do it with a genuine heart of love, a genuine consideration for God, a genuine consideration for his creations and for his people. And so that's what I told myself. I said, I'm just going to write and I'm just going to, and then later on, I just felt a pressing, like, get it out there. Somebody needs to know what it is that I've given you. And it took me 7 years to finish it. But I think timing is everything.
That's right.
I think that's the biggest thing. I think timing is so crucial.
It is.
I think to everything, there is a season and a purpose to everything under the heaven. So I think when we realize that there's going to be a time for you to be married, but then there's also going to be a time for you to be single. There's going to be a time for you to understand, you know, how to start a business. There's also going to be a time for you to learn and to embrace the flourishing of that business, because you have took out the time to develop and to understand strategies and invest and steward, you know, your resources, you know, appropriately. So I think there's a time for everything. And so this is the season and the time for this book. And so it's been blessing, some blessing people. So
that's awesome. And I love the title, you know, Things We Learn. Share with our listeners how you got that title.
It's kind of funny because I think I want to say I was talking to one of the publicists who actually did the book, one of the main head owners, and I had a different name for the book, and he was like, I think you might want to go with a different title for, you know, some, you know, based upon all the information that is in here, because the name of the book primarily, I want to say it was The Beautiful Life of Single. And so he was like, I think, but all the information that you have in here is not just for singles. So I want you to come up with a name that's more broader. And I'm like literally asking all my family members, like, I need a name, you guys. I need a name. And I'm like, I can't think of a name. Oh, my goodness. And I remember having my baby cousin here. And I think he said something like, something that we learn, or I can't remember. He kind of gave me the hint. And like this little 8-year-old, 9-year-old boy, he was like, Something We Learn. I'm like, oh, Things We Learn. And he's like, yeah, that sounds good. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that's perfect.
Wow.
Things We Learn, because we're constantly learning. And then even after you read the book, you're going to realize every day of your life, there's something that you're going to learn. And you can learn something from everyone. I even heard my dad tell me one time, you can learn something even from a fool on how not to be one. So you're going to be constantly learning in this life. Mm-hmm. And so it's just taking all that information and just making ourselves better to honestly bring honor and glory to God. So,
wow, that's powerful. Things We Learn. And you are so right. We learn something every day. And I can attest to that, because, I mean, literally every day I am learning something new. But at the same time, you have to want to learn. You know what I mean? Because sometimes people are not teachable. So you really have to have that teachable spirit. So when it comes to learning, you have to be open to that. So yeah, we do learn things every day. So in your book, what are some of the nuggets, or just give our listeners maybe one or two nuggets that they can look to find, you know, in your book?
Okay, well, one of the chapters in the book is called Discerning the Right One. And I absolutely love that chapter, because all my life, you know, you want to get married. I think majority of us have that inspired to one day be married, to be in covenant relations and covenant with someone else. And I think you're trying to figure out, how do I know whether or not this is the person that God has placed on the earth in my life that I can do ministry with, that I have purpose with? And so I think one of the main things, and it's like one of the key factors, is we being Christians, we being the children of God, is trying to dissect, like, oh, how do we know if this person is the one? And there, I do list a couple of ways to find out. And I want to say one of them is trying to first realize, are they even a child of God as well? Mm-hmm. If they don't fit that standard, then you know that he's not from the Lord, or she's not from the Lord. That's from your flesh, or that's from the devil. So
right.
It's like, so I think ultimately, you know, you want to make sure the foundation is good, because a uneven foundation, the house is going to crumble. Like you're going to have that first. And so I think that's going to be the first thing that you're going to look for. And then there's just some other good nuggets in there on also trying to figure out how their life pretty much aligns with yours, about dealing with purpose and what it is that God has called you to do and to be as well. So I think that's good. But I don't want to give too much away because I want you all to get the book because it's good. So you're going to want to get it. You're going to want to get it.
Right, definitely. And you know, one of the things you just mentioned, you said finding the right mate. And a lot of people, mm-hmm. there are a lot of singles out there who are trying to wait and looking for that right individual. So when you wrote your book and you titled your book, did you have just singles in mind, or is this book for another genre of people? So who exactly is your book for, and who would it impact the most?
I probably would say when I first initially started writing the book, I wrote it from a singles perspective. I wrote it from my own personal perspective because I was single. And then I was pretty much trying to answer the question that I always had, that I figured if I had it, I'm sure somebody else would have them. But as I kept writing, as I kept learning, as I kept developing and creating this book, I realized this book wasn't just for singles. It was for married. It was for married couples. It was for those who were engaged. It was for those who were trying to figure out about finances, how to deal with, discipline and your emotional stability and mental, soundness of mind. And so it's not just for singles, it's pretty much for everyone. And it's funny because majority of the people who kind of come to me and like, girl, I have enjoyed your book, is married people.
Oh, wow. Like, wow.
I know. Awesome. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I really enjoy that. So I'm like, oh, well, praise the Lord. And I'm like, well, my initial was for singles, but I think, God has other plans. And like I said, I think all of us are constantly learning. I think we can learn even how to be selfless and how to be sacrificial. And I think all of that is in the Bible and just learning, what God is trying to get us to do. It's dealing with purpose. It's also dealing with, genuinely finding the ultimate true love. And I don't want to give away too much because I definitely want people to anticipate something. So it's a really, really good read. I've heard a lot of good things from the book, which is crazy because I really didn't want to put the book out when I got finished with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that I did. I'm so happy that I did because I think what we're all dealing with is inferiority, where we feel like, well, that's, I'm not saying anything important. That's not, everybody mm-hmm. knows that. Or you think that you don't have anything to say, but we all have something to say. Mm-hmm. You matter. And, you're out of place. The world can feel it because they need you. Like, you have something that this world needs. Mm-hmm. And so.
Wow. And what other things is God doing in your life right now? Because I know God has got you on this journey and he's really, really using you specifically in the ministry and being able to empower women and teach women. So talk a little bit about some of the things that God is doing right now with you in terms of moving forward in your ministry and teaching.
Okay, most definitely. So I do have a YouTube channel. As you mentioned earlier, it's called Godly Wisdom. There is pretty much where I have videos there, very vulnerable videos. Definitely, I would love if you guys to go and check it out. And I definitely have some really very interesting upcoming videos coming out. So if you have not subscribed, definitely subscribe. You are not going to want to miss them. It's going to be very deep topic, very vulnerable topic, very transparent topic. So and I've got some really other good stuff, but that's probably going to be later on in the future. Future, it's going to be pretty big. So, and I don't want to mention, and I want to mention it right
got,
now.
Look, because you got me guessing now, because I know they're thinking, yeah, like, what is it,
Yeah, it's going to be pretty big. I think it's going to be, it's going to change the culture. I will say that. It's not going to be something that happens overnight. It's definitely going to be a monumental, but you're going to look back on this interview, you're going to be like, well, she said it, and I am not kidding. It's going to be pretty big. And so I'm in the developmental stage with that and, trying to connect with the right people and things like that. But it is going to be literally world changing. It will be world changing. I have no doubt about that. But it's going to take a very strategic type of move. And so I'm excited about that. But definitely go check out the YouTube channel, things like that. I'm also in the process of even starting on another book. So, I've got a lot going on. I'm just trying to keep my hands busy. Right. I want to use all the tools that God has given me and just, I'm excited about what God is doing
Wow, I'm excited so for I'm just you too, Jasmine. Because I mean, when I saw your book, I was like, "Oh, that looks really interesting." I was really excited to have you on the show because I think there's so many out there that can relate just to the title itself. And if our listeners were interested in purchasing your book, where would they go?
It is available on Amazon.com, and also you can purchase it from my very own website, JasmineThornton.com.
Okay, and if people wanted to get in touch with you for, you know, some speaking or talks or in the future, how can they get in touch with you?
You can go on my website, JasmineThornton.com, contact, you can go to my contact page, and you can just leave me a message. Get back with you ASAP.
Awesome. Well, Jasmine, thank you so much. I am so happy that you decided to be on the show today because I know your story has touched some of the young women out there because you are young, beautiful. I'm telling you guys out there that are listening, if you don't know Jasmine, please definitely go and check out her information on YouTube, her At Godly Wisdom YouTube show. Check out her book, Things We Learn. I promise you, you're going to be impacted. Your life will be changed and empowered forever. She's an amazing woman of God. So, Jasmine, thank you so much for being on the show today. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you so much for having me, Monique.
You're so welcome. And to my listeners out there, all of her information will be in the show notes. So if you're looking for Jasmine, just go to my website and go to Blog Talk Radio and you're going to see all her information there. So go make sure you check it out. So until next time, thank you guys for tuning in to Life Strategies with Monique. And as always, stay educated and empowered.
You've been listening to Life Strategies with Monique.